you may be seated in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you about exceptional thanksgiving. Very exceptional thanksgiving. We were hearing a word yesterday, and we heard about thanksgiving. How important it is for us to be thankful to the Lord. Thanksgiving is not just a season. It's not just a holiday. It's not just one day. But it has to be a life to be thankful unto the Lord. Amen. And I want to bring one of the exceptional and memorable passage from Bible where Jesus commends on that thanksgiving. And he said, this will be remembered as long as the gospel is preached. And let's turn our Bible towards the gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 6 to 13. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 6 till 13. And when Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him, having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head, and he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Assuredly, Jesus says, assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. മലയാളത്തിൽ ആ വാക്യം അവസാനത്തെ വാക്യം മാത്രമായിരിക്കും 13. ലോകത്തിലെങ്ങും ഈ സുവിശേഷം പ്രസംഗിക്കുന്നിടത്തെല്ലാം അവൾ ചെയ്തതെല്ലാം അവിടെ ഓർമ്മയ്ക്കായി പ്രസ്താവിക്കും എന്ന് ഞാൻ സത്യമായിട്ട് നിങ്ങളോട് പറയുന്നു. വി ഓൾ നോ ദി സ്റ്റോറി. ദർ ആർ ഫോർ ഡിഫറെന്റ് പ്ലേസസ് ദാറ്റ് യു ഫൈൻഡ് ദ സ്റ്റോറി. ഇൻ ഫാക്ട് ഫൈവ് പ്ലേസസ്. And we, most of us are confused that, is it all the same? No, it's not all the same. There are people who say that this is Mary. That's confusing because, yes, and even like this same event happened in the house of Lazarus in Bethany. And that time Mary did it. But this is a different event and it's happening in the house of Simon the leper. This is happening in the house of Simon the leper, and we don't know the name of this woman. But one thing we know, that this woman was so thankful to Jesus that she wanted to do the best for Jesus Christ. Now listen, I want to tell you something about this Thanksgiving. In our country, we celebrate this Thanksgiving because there is a history for that. And in all these 8 years, I've always told this history, but I'm not getting over to history today. But I want to tell it biblically what really Thanksgiving means. And Jesus said, this Thanksgiving will be memorial. And I want to I would like to take you to other places also where somebody else have done this, but it's not memorial. Where are chalaru idu cheyidittunde? പക്ഷെ അത് ഓർക്കപ്പെടുന്നില്ല. ഈ സ്ത്രീ ചെയ്തത് ഓർക്കപ്പെടും. അത് കർത്താവ് പറയുന്നത്. Now, let me get into a little bit of details of this. Jesus was in the house of Simon the leper. He might be a leper earlier and Jesus might have healed him and he might have asked Jesus, since you healed me, I want to give you a treat. Can you come for a dinner or lunch? Jesus with his disciples went over there for a dinner or a lunch. I don't know what it was. But in when he went over there, there were other people also rush into this house. They wanted to see Jesus. And among them, one was this woman. And we don't know the name of this woman. We don't know what has happened. But one thing we know, she wanted to be thankful to the Lord and Master. And we don't know why. Maybe because she was a sinful woman, God, Jesus restored her. Or she was sick and God, Jesus healed her. Something has changed in her life. Something was very different in her life. And that's the reason she wanted to come and do something exceptional that no one else have done. I want to take you to the historical background also. Now listen, please, to the history of this text. During the time of Jews, during the time of Jesus, there used to be a tradition. Jews are different from Egyptians. Egyptians had a tradition of embalming the dead body. Egyptians, and that's the reason why we have mummies, right? Pyramids, mummies, you know that, right? Not going over there. So, Egyptians had this tradition, but Jews never embalm the body. What they do is they will anoint the body. And that was a custom to anoint the body with spices, expensive oil. And one of the things that we have seen during the time of Jesus is that everybody in their lifetime, they will do one thing before they die. They will try to do this. That they will earn money in a way that they will purchase this precious oil for themselves. And actually, it is very, very expensive. Bible talks about this. What she purchased and what she poured on the head of Jesus Christ, it costed almost 1 year wage. It was the salary of 1 year. Okay? I was just trying to count that if that is somewhere in US dollars and all. Somebody have done that research also. And they say almost like $75,000. We don't know. And that was just a bottle. Right? It was not that too much. It was just a bottle of a flask of alabaster. And it's written very expensive. And now listen, this normally people keep for themselves because there is one more history back in Jesus' days. As you are respected in society, more expensive oil will be anointed upon you. So it also depends upon the respect that you have earned in the society. People will anoint you. So there are families who say, you know what, nobody's going to anoint me. I want to buy for myself. So they will buy for themselves. That's how the whole history goes. Now, if you will just compare this, do you know there was somebody else also who anointed the body of Jesus Christ? I just want you to, before we go to the whole text, I want you to turn your Bible towards John. You don't have to turn Bible. You can see over here. John 19:39. Okay, can we read it together? And there came also Nicodemus, which was the first came to Jesus by night. And he bought a mixture of myrrh and aloes about an 100-pound, come on, what is the weight? Did you ever knew that? Did you ever heard a preaching about it? And what he did was bigger than what this woman did. Isn't it comparable? ഈ മനുഷ്യൻ കൊണ്ടുവന്ന 100 pound, ചിലരത്ത് 75 എഴുതിയിട്ടുണ്ട്. ഇനി 100 ആയാലും 75 pound ആയാലും ഈ 75 pound പറഞ്ഞൊക്കെ എന്തുവാ? അതും ഏറ്റവും കോസ്റ്റ്ലി സംഭവം നിക്കോദിമസ് കൊണ്ടുവച്ചിട്ട് നിങ്ങൾ ഇതുവരെ അറിഞ്ഞിട്ടില്ലല്ലോ. പക്ഷെ ഈ സ്ത്രീ ഒരു ബോട്ടിൽ കൊണ്ടുവന്നേ ഉള്ളൂ. നമ്മളെല്ലാവരും അറിഞ്ഞിട്ടുണ്ട്, ലോകം മൊത്തം ഇത് പ്രസംഗിക്കപ്പെടുകയും ചെയ്യുക. ഡിഫറൻസ്, ദേർ ഇസ് എ ഡിഫറൻസ് ഇൻ ദിസ്. ബ്രദേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് സിസ്റ്റേഴ്സ്, നൗ ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു, വി നീഡ് ടു റിയലി ഗോ ഇൻ ടു ദിസ്. When Jesus was anointed by this flask of oil, and it says very expensive, and there is a Judas syndrome. What is Judas syndrome? What did Judas said here? You know what? What a waste. Was Judas talking about this woman wasting this oil? No. It was not about woman. He was saying it was good if we would have sold out this we would have got money and we would have given to. So it was not about her giving this oil. It was all about why you are pouring upon this nonsense. And see, aap stree aa nalla sugandhamayirikkuna aa oil kodukkunnathalla ennu pullikku veshamam. Idu yeshuvine thalayil idunnathalla ennu pullikku veshamam. See, that's adonde pulli parayunnundallo idu vittittaanengil idinte payapanam. അപ്പോൾ ഈ സ്ത്രീന്റെ കയ്യിൽ നിന്ന് ഓയിൽ, സ്ത്രീ തന്നു ഓയിൽ, സ്ത്രീന്റെ കയ്യിൽ നിന്ന് ഓയിൽ പോയി, അതിലല്ല വിഷയം. ഇത് വെറുതെ വേസ്റ്റ് ആക്കി കളഞ്ഞുള്ളൂ എന്നാണ്. ഈ ദർ ഈസ് ജൂഡസ് സിൻഡ്രോം ഓൾ ഓവർ. യു വിൽ ഓൾവേസ് സീ ദിസ് ജൂഡസ് സിൻഡ്രോം. വെൻ എവർ യു ഡു എ ഗുഡ് കൺവെൻഷൻ, ദർ വിൽ ബി ജൂഡസ് ഹു വിൽ കം. വൈ ദിസ് വേസ്റ്റ്? ഗിവ് ടു സം പൂർ. ഹാവ് യു ഹേർഡ് ദിസ്? യു ഡു വിബിഎസ്, ദർ വിൽ ബി പീപ്പിൾ വിത്ത് ജൂഡസ് സിൻഡ്രോം, ആൻഡ് ദേ വിൽ കം, വൈ ദിസ് വേസ്റ്റ് ഡൂയിങ് ഓൾ ദിസ് മണി ഇൻ വിബിഎസ്? You do a conference. Oh, why this waste? But these people who says this waste, 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 will never do anything for poor. What belongs to poor, that belongs to poor. What belongs to Jesus, that belongs to Jesus. You cannot take away this money and give to that, and take away that money and give to this. What belongs to Caesar belongs to Caesar. What belongs to God belongs to God. And if my church believe that, give God glory, honor, and praise. Amen. So Judas syndrome will always be there. You will always find some Judas everywhere. Now let me tell you, when Jesus was hearing this, he said, Jesus said this, this woman who worked out so hard, saved money, got this expensive oil, what she has done is memorable. Amen. And what she has done is for my burial. She never thought about it. Actually, what she was trying to do is that, Lord, I don't have anything else. I don't have my saving. I don't have anything else to give. But if there is anything that is with me, I just want to pour out for you. Something that was so private, something that was so secret, something that was so sacred for me, I give it to you, oh Lord. That is the heart of thanksgiving. That is the heart of thanksgiving. And now when Jesus took it, he said, she did for my burial. And Jesus said, this will be memorable. Wherever the gospel is preached, this will be preached all the time. And there is a reason for this. I was just thinking, Jesus, she just bought a flask of alabaster oil. Compare with Nicodemus. He bought 100-pound weight of this expensive oil. And it's very clear what he bought. He bought myrrh as well as he bought aloes. Those are very expensive oils of spices. And Jesus, why don't you say that will be remembered? Jesus will give an answer like that. You know what? What she has, even though that was small, even though it was very expensive for her, even though that costed her life, that costed and sacrificed her own family. But one thing I admire, in the midst of these many people, she never limited herself. She came before everybody. Nobody thought about it. Nobody dreamt about it. None of them have thought about it. But this woman, she came in front of everybody. She was not ashamed to do this. She wanted to be thankful in the society, among the disciples, in the congregation. She don't care it's a lunch or a dinner. She don't care it's market people. She don't care it's all saints over here. She don't care anything else. What she cares is, I got a chance and I will give thanks to my Lord. Let my people see, let everybody see this, let the whole world see this. And Jesus said, since you honored me in front of the congregation, I will honor you. And everybody, where whoever will preach, this will be preached. And I want to remind you, Nicodemus, you are a secret believer. You came one night to talk to me. None of them knew about it. You are a secret believer. You are giving thanks in a closed closet. You are testifying inside your house, that's all. You have never said that you are a believer to anybody. You are so secret, you want to hide. You are scared of your society. You are scared of your family. You are scared of the judgment. You are scared of everything. And you never praised me when I was alive. But when I die, my mortal body, you bring 100 pounds of spices. I don't care what you bring in secret. secret and telling nothing to anybody else, but I care for that simple little expensive oil that you want to praise God among the people, among the crowd. I want to remind my church, when you are in congregation, give thanks to the Lord as you have never given thanks. Give shout unto the Lord as you have never shouted before. Don't be afraid of people. Don't be afraid of family. Don't be afraid of people judging you. You are here to give him thanks and praise. This is the difference why we are, our thankfulness, our thankful heart, and all these thanksgiving that we do in secret is not appreciable. I don't care who is sitting with me. I don't care who is watching. I don't care this life going. I care. I want to worship my God. You know, I may fail 10 times and 100 times, but when it comes to the time of worship, I will rise up and I will praise God. Can church give God glory? How many of you Calvarians are here to praise God? Hallelujah. Can you shout unto the Lord as never before? Can you just praise God as never before? Can you shout unto the Lord, lifting up your voice, say that, thank you, Jesus. That is blowing your trumpet. When it comes for worship, don't be in a performance mode, but worship as they worship today. Forget about your mic. Forget about your posture. Worship God in truth and spirit. Can somebody praise God? Hallelujah. You know, aeroplanes are meant to fly. It's not good for aeroplanes to just move on runways. Starting in words and runways, you should learn how to fly in the presence of the Lord. Our worship should fly in the presence of the Lord. You started with a verbal song. It should end up in spiritual adoration. It should end up in spiritual lifting. It should end up in spirit-filled things. Can somebody praise God? I want Calvary Assembly to be open to this thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not just a day. It's not just a season. It's a life that is exemplary for the Lord. Nicodemus. Why nobody appreciate you? You did something great. You did bigger than what she did. You did it, but it was in secret. Thanks. You know, prayers can be in secret. Prayers can be in secret. Your giving can be in secret, but your testimony has to be in public. Your praise has to be in public. Amen. Hallelujah. Go and pray in secret. No, let nobody know about it. But when you praise God, let people know that you are a Christian. You are a born-again Christian. Let people know you are a born-again. I am proud to be a born-again Christian. I am proud to be a Pentecostal believer. I am proud to be a spiritual people. I am proud to speak in tongues. Can somebody praise God for that? Now, as we go forward, when this thing happened, Jesus was looking into this. If you know, one of the most respected person in among Jewish community, most respected person in Bible among Jewish community, where Paul was a disciple of this man. You know who's that? Gamaliel, right? Gamaliel, great teacher. Josephus, one of the great historian, he writes in his book, in the honor of Gamaliel when he died, all the Jews combined together, they came together and they bought 40 pounds of spices and oil. That was marked as the biggest expensive respect given to a person in Jewish community. And that was Gamaliel, 40 pounds. How much Nicodemus did? Nobody counts. Church, when you come to church, when you come to a congregation, be open. Be open to worship. Be open to worship. Calvary Assembly should not be ashamed of worshiping God. I want to tell my church, you shouldn't be ashamed of screaming and shouting and praising God. Because what God has done in our life, if you just think about it, you will continuously praise and worship God. And why Bible talks about this? You know, there is a reason for that. Number one, the spirit of thanksgiving reflects the presence of Holy Spirit inside you. The spirit of thanksgiving reflects the presence of Holy Spirit inside you. If you can just turn out your Bible towards Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17 to 20. And this is, it is written. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation. but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. What's the next? Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are filled by Holy Spirit, if you are a person filled by Holy Spirit, you will continuously give thanks to Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, Spirit-filled life is a thankful life. Spirit-filled life is a life of happiness and joy in the midst of failure and distress. Even though we go through tough time, but when you're filled in the Spirit of the Lord, it's not what has happened bad. You will always think about what is happening good in this. In every situation, whenever bad happens, there is something good coming in, right? Now, it's a perspective how you see this. You can always either complain about what's happening bad, or you can rejoice for what is good in that bad. Christians are people who will rejoice and try to see what's good happening. ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഒത്തിരി പ്രശ്നങ്ങൾ വരും, പ്രതികൂലങ്ങൾ വരും, നഷ്ടങ്ങൾ വരും. നഷ്ടങ്ങളെക്കുറിച്ച് പറയാനാണെങ്കിൽ ഇഷ്ടമുൾ പറയാനുണ്ടായിരിക്കും. പക്ഷേ അതിൻ്റെ മധ്യത്തിൽ ഒരു നന്മയെ കണ്ടും കൊണ്ട് ഒന്ന് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ തുടങ്ങാമെങ്കിൽ നിന്റെ നന്മകളെ അധികം വർദ്ധിപ്പിച്ച് അവൻ നിന്റെ കഷ്ടങ്ങളിൽ നിന്ന് നിന്നെ വിടുവിക്കുന്ന ഒരു സ്വർഗമാണെന്ന് വിശ്വസിക്കുന്ന ദൈവജനം ഇവിടെ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ ഈ ദൈവവചന അടിസ്ഥാനത്തിൽ ഒരുമിച്ച് ഒന്ന് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമോ? കഷ്ടങ്ങളുടെ മധ്യത്തിൽ, തകർച്ചയുടെ മധ്യത്തിൽ ഒരാളെ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ തുടങ്ങുമ്പോൾ അവന് വേണ്ടി ദൈവം അത്ഭുത വഴികൾ തുറന്നിരിക്കും. In the midst of distress, in the midst of pain, in the midst of suffering, and in the midst of all kind of discouragement and failure, if you start praising God, you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. God will never fail you. Just want to go forward. Second thing, the spirit of thanksgiving is to make the other forms of prayer very effective. Whatsoever you pray with thanksgiving, it is effective. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. Be anxious for nothing. There are so many things that, you know, you feel so anxious about. Anxiety will come. But the Spirit of the Lord says, you know, in that situation, what you need to do is that start. Bring all your supplications, all your requests with thanksgiving. Try to find one good thing in the midst of. If it is 99% bad, find 1% good. And if you start praising on that 1%, God will change the 99 into good. It is going to happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible says, the God of peace, which surpasses all understanding, he will pour out his peace into us. I want to go a little more faster over here. The third thing is that the spirit of thanksgiving is the key to release God's supernatural power in your life. And this is the core of the message. The spirit of thanksgiving is the key to release God's supernatural power in your life. Now, before you, I don't want the screen. Don't put that verse on the screen. If you look on to Jonah chapter 2 from verse 1 onwards, Jonah chapter 2 from verse 1 onwards, there is a prayer of Jonah. There is a prayer of Jonah. And prayer of Jonah is that, I am crying from the deep, O Lord. Then he's saying, O Lord, the weeds are surrounding me. You know, where is Jonah right now? Inside the stomach of the fish, a giant fish. Just think about all these digestive juices are flowing around, and you know, he's inside the stomach, and all kind of secretions that is working in inside the stomach. He says, I am crying from the deep, I don't know where I am. And then he says, all the weeds are surrounding me. Then he says, oh, all kind of, I am in the pain. I see dark over here. I don't see anything. Everything is dark. Everything is messy. He prayed a long prayer. And when he came at the conclusion, nothing happened. He prayed that I'm in deep distress. Nothing happened. He prayed, I am surrounded by weeds. Nothing happened. He said, I am in dark place. Nothing happened. He said, I am in the midst of all kind of nonsense. Nothing happened. He had so many reasons to say to God in prayers. Nothing happened. But he concluded in verse 9 and 10. And I want you to read that. Jonah was concluding this prayer. And I want you all to read this prayer. After said, I was in deep, I was in distress, I was among weed, I was in dark. All these things he said, nothing happened. And then last, he concluded this way. When nothing happened, then he said, but, come on everybody, I will sacrifice to you with the, no. Come on, say, I will sacrifice to you with the voice. Come on, what is that? Not waving hands, not just jumping around, not showing your head. I'm there. No. I will lift up my voice. I will give the voice of thanksgiving. And then I will pay what I have vowed. And then salvation is of the. As soon as he said this, what the next thing? So the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto the dry ground. What unlocked that bondage? He was inside the bondage. He was inside the stomach. He was captivated in the stomach of this giant fish. His prayer could not release him. His cry could not release him. His complaint could not release him. His distress and pain could not release him. But what released him is that in the midst of pain, when nothing else was working, he said, I am going to give the voice of thanksgiving. As soon as he started giving thanksgiving, as the voice was lifted high in the midst of weeds and darkness, you know what happened? Oh, even the fish could not hold him inside the stomach. We were singing, death could not hold him. Grave could not stop him. Let me remind you, a thanksgiving person, when you are in the pit, when you are in the midst of challenge, if you can start giving voice, if you can lift up your voice, and if you can start praising God, let me tell you, nothing can hold you, nothing can stop you. Can just give God glory, honor, and praise, the biggest, loudest praise. Fish could not hold Jesus. God said, go, oh fish, now it's high time. Oh, your bondage, the chain has to fall. Your chain has to fall. Everything has to bow. Because my child is giving thanks now. It was not just prayer, but along with prayer, he mixes something important. And that's the magic, and that's the real key. That's the real key. I want to tell my church over here, you may be in pain, something is not working, something is not going well, something is really not going well. Can you start praising God? Can you start giving thanks unto the Lord? In the midst of your distress, in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your captivity, in the midst of your bondage, if you start praising God, let me tell you, every chain will fall down. As the thanks goes up, as the praises goes up, every chain will break. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തെ ഞാൻ വിളിച്ചു പറയട്ടെ, നിന്നെ ക്യാപ്റ്റിവേറ്റ് ചെയ്യുന്ന, നിന്നെ പിടിച്ചടക്കുന്ന, നിന്നെ ഒതുക്കുന്ന എല്ലാ ശക്തികളെ തകർക്കുവാൻ ഒറ്റ കാര്യം മാത്രം മതി. നീ ഒന്ന് അഭിഷേകത്തോടെ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമോ? നാവുകൾ തുറന്ന് ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമോ? ആ കരങ്ങൾ തട്ടി ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമോ? ഒന്ന് നാവ് തുറന്നു, ഒന്ന് നിനക്ക് വോയിസ് ഉണ്ടെന്ന് ദൈവം അറിയട്ടെ. നിനക്ക് നൽകി തന്ന സ്വരം ഇത്ര നല്ല സ്വരമുണ്ടെന്ന് ദൈവം ഒന്ന് അറിയട്ടെ. മ്യൂസിക് വോളിയം മാത്രമല്ല, അല്ല, ഞാൻ എല്ലാ നാളും എന്റെ യഹോവയെ വാഴ്ത്തും, സദാകാലം അവനെ ഞാൻ ഉയർത്തും. ഒന്ന് സ്തുതിക്കാൻ പറ്റുമെങ്കിൽ ഒന്ന് ദൈവജനം സ്തുതിക്കട്ടെ. ഈ സ്തുതിച്ചോണ്ടിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ നിന്നെ കെട്ടിയിരിക്കുന്ന അന്യായ കെട്ടുകൾ, അന്ധകാരത്തിലെ ശക്തികൾ, പിശാചിന്റെ ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അഴിയട്ടെ. Every spirit of depression has to leave. Every evil spirit has to leave. Every addiction has to leave. Because you are giving thanks to the Lord. Nothing can captivate you. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can captivate you. Come on, church. Give God glory, honor, and praise. Be thankful, hallelujah. Look into one situation where you can say, thank you, Jesus, for this. Look into your life, say, thank you, Jesus, for this. I have so many things that I will say, it's not working, it's not working. It's not about complaining, it's not about murmuring, but it is about what is working for me. Come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. You may be broken. You may be soiled. You may be destroyed. You may be in failure. But in the midst of failure, I will rise up. He
can bring beauty out of ashes.
Oh, Ramabama Shandanagasya. He is the Sharon of God. He is the lily of the valley. He is my sustainer. He is my refuge. He is my healer. He is my deliverer. He is Rose of Sharon. He is the Prince of Peace. Government shall be upon his shoulder. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is El Shaddai. He is Elohim. He is provider. He is sustainer. He is my protector. He is my God. He is my everything. I give thanks to you. Can we say, give God glory, honor and praise, hallelujah. Let the church stand up in the presence of God. Can we just say, thank you, Jesus. Your thanksgiving is to break the chain. No pastor can break your chain. Nobody can break your chain. But the praises of your mouth, every giant fish has to listen when my God speaks. God said, Mr. Whale or Mr. Shark, whoever you are, you holded my son for a long time. But you know what? It's time to leave. It's time to leave. How many of you want to go home with a complete deliverance today? Can you just believe this word? You know what? When Jesus had to give food for 5,000 men, for women and children, including for almost 15,000 people, he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes in hand. And the first thing he said, if you can read that verse on screen, if you can just bring that verse. John chapter 6 and verse 11. He took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed. Impossibles are possible when you have a heart of thanksgiving. Can you just trust this God? Can you just trust this God? For to feed, you know what? You feel like, oh, what am I going to do with 5 loaves? Seeing a mountain full of people, 15, 20,000 people surrounding you, lifting up 5 loaves and 2 fishes doesn't mean anything. But when it's lifted high with thanksgiving, your little is enough to satisfy your more. And one more verse I want to add with this. When Jesus went in front of the grave of this Lazarus, he spoke in John chapter 11, verse 41 to 45. And I want you to just hear this one. John 11, 41 to 45. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, now, please listen this, what Jesus said. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Did you hear that? Jesus is saying, Father, you have always heard me. I know that you are hearing me. But here I am giving you thanks. You know why? I want to show these people that you have sent me. Church, if Jesus can do that, so that people could understand that Jesus is the Son of God, why can't Calvary Assembly do that? Let's praise as if people may hear, and they may hear the voice. They say that, and they will say, Jesus is in this place. How many of you can be a heart of thankful? You know, there are certain things that has happened in our life that might have made our heart so hard. കഠിനമാക്കി കാണി ചില കാര്യങ്ങൾ പക്ഷെ ഇന്ന് പറയാൻ പറ്റുമോ കർത്താവ് എന്നെ ഒന്ന് സമർപ്പിക്കുന്നു. This is a wake up call for somebody. You might be hardened because what has happened to you, something that has happened in the past, and in the present something is happening to you. It may be very hard for you how to give thanks, but I want you to challenge from the word of God. How many of you can say, I want to say thank you, Jesus? How many of you can say, I want to say thank you, Jesus? Can I see some hands over here? I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I've come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say.
thankful heart. Thankful heart. Come on, give up every thanks on every situation. Whether it's bad or good, whether it's fruitful or not, whether you see or not, whether seen or unseen, whether up or down, whether mountain or valley, let's give a big hand of praise and say, thank you, Jesus. I just want to say, thank you, Lord. Father God, with a heart full of thanks, we come before you. We want to say, thank you, Jesus, for every situation. We know we have challenges. We know we are in deep. Weeds are around us. We are in dark. But I will offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving, voices of thanksgiving. And Lord, we will be thankful to you ever. We commit everybody in this place whose heart are for you now. They've given their hearts to you. Father, Lord, give them a heart of thankfulness. Let cross be lifted high in our life. Let Jesus be lifted high in our life. In every situation, we give thanks. We commit our offerings and tithes into your mighty hand. Bless us all together. Lord, we pray that every hands who have led to this offering and tithes, they will be blessed. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let them be blessed. Every sick will be healed. Every chains will be broken. Every knee shall bow. We will blow the trumpet. We'll break the jar. And Lord, we will light our torch. And we will move forward. Because we want to place an exceptional thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give up a big hand to Jesus Christ. And you may be seated for a minute, please.